All right, welcome back. Who's talking? Hobbo Frank, Chris Sill in the house. Special bonus show tonight on Wednesday night. Brian Vahely had joined us in that first segment, and now we're going to be joined by former UVA baseball pitcher, right?
He Correct.
Was a pitcher and current VCU voice of the Rams, Robbie Robinson, and Frank will handle the rest of the introduction.
Well, Robbie played baseball. He was a left-handed pitcher from 1994 to 1997. He actually played on the 1996 ACC championship team that beat Florida State, and that didn't happen very often in those days. Lost to Alabama in the regional, graduated from UVA, that his greatest claim to fame. Worked for Reebok, of all people. Then he became the play-by-play guy, Hobbo, for UVA women's basketball, something Hobbo turned down at one point.
Well, I didn't turn down the coaching job, not right. the play-by-play job. But anyways, yeah, he was there when I was doing the games.
Spent a year at Arizona State, then 8 years at the Citadel, which that must have been just, you know, the Patan death march there. Whew. Anyhow, arrived at VCU in 2008, worked on corporate partnerships, and has been the VCU men's basketball play-by-play voice and caught him many times, and I've always thought he's done a great job, and we've had lunch together, and anyhow, without further ado, as they say, Robbie, welcome to the show.
Guys, it is great to be on with you. Normally about this time, I'm coming home from the Siegel Center listening to you guys, so now I get to be on, which is kind of cool.
All right, well, we're delighted that you're joining us tonight.
Notice how you got the plug in there that he's always working late. You know, I mean, I like that. You know,
well, he's trying to let the boss course, know that he's a hardworking, driven guy.
He didn't mention he doesn't show up until 3 or 4 in the afternoon.
You know. Yeah, I didn't mention the 18 holes of golf I got in between 9 and 2.
Well, I think that's fine. But, all right, let's knock off the first piece of big news between VCU and UVA.
Oh, how about that? We scheduled this interview, Frank, about a week ago, and we talked about the possibility of the series being announced, and sure enough, VirginiaSports.com announced today that the Hoos and the Rams are going to play a home-and-home starting this coming up year. We'll go to Charlotte. You know, the Rams will go to Charlottesville in 2013-14, and then UVA will make the return trip back here to Richmond in the 2014-15 season. I'm gonna actually turn the tables on you for a second and ask you, Frank and Jim, how do you guys feel about it? Like, what was your reaction as Virginia Cavalier fans when you learned today officially there was going to be a home-and-home between VCU and UVA?
Well, first off, you and I had been talking about it, and I've been keenly paying attention to the rumors on this. I'm not surprised that it's happened. I think it's, as I implied the last time we talked, I do think that this is definitely still an opportunity that's more of a win-win for VCU than it is for Virginia. But by the same token, I'm glad it's happening. I think this forces Virginia to get ready for pressing, trapping basketball, and that will help Virginia down the road. Although Jontel Evans has graduated, Hobbo can speak more to the point guard situation, I think. But I do think as a team, Virginia's got to get better quickly. And if Tony Bennett's got this one agenda item, he's got to figure out how to beat the pressure that teams are throwing at us late in games.
All right, now Frank, I want to ask you the follow up question on that, because what you said is it's more of a win win for VCU than it is for UVA. I want to unpack that for me, because I have a feeling that a lot of Virginia fans might feel that way. I want to hear why you think it is a win-win more for VCU than it is from UVA. Because I'll be honest with you, I'm neutral on that. If not anything, I feel the opposite. So you tell me why first you think it's better for the Rams than it is for the Hoos.
You know, I think this is typical when Virginia has to play teams outside of the ACC. The ACC schedule is so brutal to begin with, and when you throw in the Big Ten Challenge and some of the other games that get scheduled for whatever reason, West Coast swings that Virginia's been on lately, these kinds of things, that tournaments that they tend to sign up for. I just think this is just fraught with danger, Will Robinson. But I'm not that worried about it. I'm glad. I think it's a good thing, and I think Virginia's got to learn how to deal with that kind of pressure. We've brought you on the show because we want to talk about baseball. And baseball at the Diamond next Tuesday night. And you want to tell our listeners about the big game between the Wahoo baseball team, currently residing at number 5, and your VCU Rams.
Well, how about that? Yeah, this is, you know, honestly, this is one of my favorite nights of the year, and it's going to be the third year in a row. 2 years ago, we had the all-time state record when UVA came to VCU and played at the Diamond. We had like 5,600 fans, which was the all-time state record for a regular season baseball game in the state of Virginia. And that was honestly, that game was like the confluence of, it was a perfect storm, Frank. I don't know if you remember that, but Virginia, I think, was number one in the country at the time. It was Dollar Hot Dog Night. Parney at the Squirrels let us do Dollar Hot Dogs. And it was like the weather was, it was more than perfect. It was like 72 degrees with no humidity. And then all the VCU fans wanted to wear their Final Four t-shirts in public because they hadn't had a chance to wear the shirts that they had bought. And we had 5,600 fans. It was a zoo. And then last year, late in the season, we played. It was an unscheduled game, but we got it in because of a rainout for UVA. And we kept the slot open. The Rams did, and so they played it. And there's like 2,500 people. It was a good crowd. But this one, I think, on Tuesday night, and it's our job really to get the word out, mainly to Virginia fans. I think our fans at VCU, they know about it, but mainly to Virginia fans, that the Hoos are coming to town. And I can't imagine us not having another really big crowd because the energy and enthusiasm over Virginia baseball stays at that all-time high. I mean, don't you guys agree? I think what Brian O'Connor, and I'll say this, and I think Brian O'Connor is one of the best coaches in all of college athletics. Like, not just college baseball, but, like, all of college athletics. When you take, like, Nick Saban and whoever the coach of Oklahoma State wrestling is and, you know, other great coaches, I think Brian O'Connor fits that mold. You know, Shaka Smart, Tony Bennett, and what he's done with the program has been amazing. So we're excited. I mean, we're looking forward to hosting the Hoos and hopefully get a huge crowd. And we love it if it's Virginia fans that come see their nationally ranked team play.
Yeah, it should be a fun night. And that's Tuesday night, April the 30th.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock at the Diamond. I think we're a little short on time. Otherwise, Haba would break down that VCU-Virginia basketball game. So that'll be the hook. You'll have to listen next November, December, in advance of the game, Robbie. I'll give you the keys to the game.
All right, well, Haba, you guys got to promise to have me on so we can break that one down a little bit more.
I think it's great for both schools. I think, you know, it's certainly going to help Virginia and VCU because it helps to play quality opponents outside your own conference when it comes selection time. Now VCU hasn't had a problem getting selected for the tournament in the last couple of years. Virginia did this year. So playing a team like Virginia or VCU, I think, helps the Cavs. And as Frank said, I think it really helps a lot because not that many teams play that kind of pressure anymore. A lot of teams just fall back in that half-court defense, which I think is shot clock related, but that's a long involved story. But it's just pressure unlike most teams play. So it'll be a great experience for the Hoos and the learning process. But
I think so. I just hope the Virginia fans look at the series as not playing the VCU Rams of the last 40 years that have been 56 miles up the street in Richmond, but, you know, a VCU basketball program that has been to 11 NCAA tournament games since 2008.
There's no arguing that whatsoever.
All right. Well, but it should be fun. And I tell you, Tuesday night, there's tickets, guys. It's reserved seats for Tuesday night's game. So call our ticket office, 828-RAMS. Do that and ask for tickets down the first base line because that's where UVA fans will be. You know, that's where they'll be because UVA will be in the first base dugout. So 828-RAMS, it's $10 to go watch your Hoos play. And it should be fun. And Frank, you're covering the game. We're going to get you a press pass, and you will be covering the game, and I guess reporting on it, following the action.
Absolutely, we're looking forward to it. And Robbie, good luck. I hope the weather is going to be good. I think I looked at the extended forecast; it looks good.
Yeah, I think like a 10% chance of rain and mid-70s. So we might get that like perfect storm of great weather, great baseball fans from both sides, and another. I hope we get 6,000 people out there and watch good college baseball.
All right, Robbie. Look forward to the game on Tuesday night, and we thank you for taking a few minutes and joining us tonight. And continued success to you and the Rams.
I appreciate it, Haba. Thank you, Frank. You guys do a great job. I think I speak for all Virginia graduates to say thanks for doing this show in Richmond. It's always good to ride home and hear about the Hoos. And you guys have a great offseason. We look forward to some more great Hoos talking when you guys make the return trip next fall.
Thank you much.
Thank you, Robbie.
All right, Robbie Robinson, we'll be back after these messages with UVA head rowing coach Kevin Sauer. Stay tuned.